You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington. TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
Yo, what's up? Welcome in, Up on Game. Myself, TJ Hushmanzada, Plaxico Burress. Since LeVar is getting inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, he has a lot on his plate right now, so he is not with us. But me and Plex are going to hold it down. We're all broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, we'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And if you got any questions, you want to just say whatever's on your mind, you can tweet us. You can tweet LeVar at LeVar Arrington, at Hoosh84, at Plaxico Burress, at Fox Sports Radio. Hey, I just finished. I got up early, Plex, to watch the World Cup. I want to say congrats to the USA. You guys did extremely well. We bow out to the Netherlands 3-1. And to be one of the top 16 to make it to the knockout round, kudos to the United States men's national soccer team. But real quick, this is not even on a rundown. Man, you know how many text messages I got during this game asking me, did I have a child in the Netherlands? I'm like, a child in the Netherlands? They're like, man, number 4 looks just like you.
Hey, you was out there spreading your rumors. Hey. You roll oats.
Hey. So I had to Google it. Man, I'm like, nah, I hope my son is like that, though. Buddy, 6'5". I'm like, is Virgil Van D-I-J-K. I don't want to butcher his last name. But, yeah, hey, he one of the best players in the world.
I'll figure it out.
Hey, nah,
I don't know his name.
Yeah, Virgil, everybody. I got like literally like 40 text messages. Like, that got to be your son. I looked him up. I'm like, nah, he was born in 91. Nah, I was in high school. I wasn't having no kids in high school. Nah, that's not my son. But I just wanted to get that out the way. I want to touch on all these championship games in college football, big games. We saw one last night. We saw Utah pretty much manhandle USC. Once Caleb Williams got hurt, it was all downhill. My opinion on that USC defense and that defensive coordinator is not very good. What say you?
Oh, man, listen. I picked Utah to win the Pac-10 a few weeks ago. And we had this conversation about USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten in the next 2 years. And I've been trying to tell you that Pac-10 football, from a competitive standpoint, they really don't match up to the Big Ten. And for USC to get manhandled the way that they did yesterday to Utah, it just further explains the conversation that we had a few weeks ago. They are not ready to compete in the Big Ten. And kudos to Utah, because they are one of the top teams in the country. If people in the college football committee have USC at the four spot for the college football championship, for one of the top four teams in college football, I don't think that's the case. So what do you think is going to happen now?
Ohio State's going to get in.
With the selection committee. Because you can't put USC in now after what happened yesterday to Utah. So who is the best one-loss team in the country? And that is the conversation that we are going to have moving forward, the way that USC got beat by Utah. And I'm actually looking forward to it, to this committee, because it may be an opportunity to witness something that's never happened. Ohio State and Michigan meet again as one of the top four teams in the country. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just saying, who is the best one-loss team in America? And we will find out on Tuesday.
I honestly felt like let's kind of unpack this game. USC has a lot of work to do, specifically Alex Grinch and that defense. You can't give up.
Oh, you've been high on them.
They're a good football team offensively. Offensively, you can't give up 300 yards passing and over 200 yards rushing in that type of game. You just can't do it. You must take something away. You know Utah wants to run the ball, and you give up 223 yards on the ground and also 300 yards passing. That's been a problem for Alex Grinch. It doesn't matter where he goes. When they were at Oklahoma, they had a terrible defense. That team was carried by the offense, and it's the same thing at USC. They must figure this out, because there's no way they can go to the Big Ten. They can't even win the Pac-12 with that type of defense.
But it's not going to happen. You swore me up and down that they will be able to compete in our conference.
They can. The only teams they're going to have to worry about is Michigan and Ohio State. Yo, you act like,
man,
the Big Ten
out
is
of town,
you act
man.
Like the Big Ten is hey, sweet yo, like
give,
that.
Hey, you know what? Put some more respect in our name.
Hey, give me another team.
No
what team
Michigan
did I miss?
And Ohio State. That ain't the whole Big Ten.
What team did I miss? Please explain.
You have Michigan State. You have Wisconsin. You have Minnesota. I mean, don't just walk over our conference.
Wisconsin and Minnesota will have a good season every so often. Iowa will have a good season every so often.
Okay.
Penn State is solid, but which good team have they beaten this year? Like, you act like the Big Ten is just this
and that. You just left Penn State out, too. Penn State is not a respectable program?
No, they're a good program, but this year, who have they beaten?
Penn State is ranked number 10 in the country last time I
Who have they beaten? Oregon State is ranked 13th, so what's your point?
The Beavers don't count.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said that, because I knew you would say that. And so USC, they'll be fine going to the Big Ten, because so many of those teams aren't going to be able to stop them offensively, and they're going to be playing from behind. And so now that he eliminates the run game that the Big Ten is known for, the Wisconsins, the Iowas, and the Minnesotas and those teams. But, dude – there's just – once Caleb Williams had that long run, you knew someone – me personally, I would have removed him from the game just for his future. I guess after the game, it said he popped his hamstring. You knew something was wrong. But I would have removed him. It's just – You cannot. I'm going to tell you the play of the game to me. It was 3rd-and-19, just before halftime. And they threw the ball to the middle of the field to a dude named Money Parks. I remember they kept, oh, he's money on his play. It's only fitting. And he had like a 60-yard touchdown reception, and he caught the ball at like 15 yards. Entire USC team. They didn't try to tackle him. Everybody went for the strip. Like, Brudge, it's 3rd-and-19. Tackle him. You trying to strip the ball? What are you doing? Like a 60-yard touchdown. And I'm like, what are they? Same thing. You saw that at Oklahoma. So Lincoln Riley, being the head coach, needs to go talk to Alex Grinch. Or Alex Grinch got to go, bro. Because you're never going to get to where you want to go because you saw the same stuff at Oklahoma. What made him think it would change at USC? It's the same thing.
Nothing.
On the goal line, it was a 3rd-and-goal from the 4-yard line. USC went to a 3-down front, had everybody kind of sitting in the end zone. Oh, ooh. Utah just ran it in for a touchdown. Like, that you're going to go to a 3-down line. Like, what are you doing?
3-down.
3-down line.
You talking like real football today.
And you three know down, Utah down, wants down. To run the ball. What are you doing as a defensive coordinator? Like, these questions need to be asked because you do all this game planning. You spend all this time away from your family and your kids. And that's what you give me? That's what you give me. And so they need to self-reflect, USC. But, again, congrats to Utah. They did a hell of a job. Now, I believe Ohio State is the best one-loss team. They got beat pretty bad last week against Michigan. But when you really look at that game, it was just if I'm not mistaken, Michigan had at least 4 one-play touchdowns of 60 yards. Somebody right. correct me if I'm wrong.
A 5-yard hitch turned into a 60-yard touchdown.
Dude, Ohio State again. Dude, they was putting their corners and safeties. It wasn't just man-to-man, bro. They was putting them cover zero on like the 30-yard line, 70 yards of field to cover. Like, what? Dude, like, it was bad, bro. And so
– bad coaching.
Bad. You can't put your guys – in that type of predicament where they have to cover the out, the in, the post, the corner, the
they
street.
Like, myself. I was telling them too. I thought they was the best team in the country behind Georgia. And they went out and absolutely laid an egg because we had this conversation last week. I thought Ohio State was going to spread Michigan out and let the wide receivers – ability show, and it was the exact opposite. They threw a 5-yard hit, 60-yard touchdown.
And but this is a good thing, though, Plex. They're getting in. They're ranked number 5 since USC just lost. Now this is what gets interesting. I'm kind of switching gears a little bit, but this is where it gets interesting because Kansas State and TCU just kicked off.
Right.
What happens if TCU loses? Because you know, in the first meeting, Kansas State was beating them in the first half, and TCU rallied TCU in the second half to win the game. What happens if they lose? Then what? Does Alabama get in as a 6-seed, first 2-loss team to ever make it into the college football playoff? Or does TCU get in as a 12-1 team over an Alabama team that's 10-2?
We're talking about TV and ratings. So what do you think is going to happen? If TCU loses today, do you put TCU in as the best one-loss team, or do you put Alabama in? That's the question.
That's
the question that everybody wants to know. I say if TCU does happen to lose today, they still make it in. But it's dollar signs. And that is what happened to us at Michigan State in 1999. I remember it clear as day. We beat Oregon. We beat Notre Dame. We beat Michigan. We beat Ohio State and Penn State. And we were 9-2. Michigan was 9-2. And our program was just coming through the ranks. And they sent Michigan to the Orange Bowl to play Alabama and sent us to the Citrus Bowl. I said, well, how do they get to go to the Orange Bowl and – we win the Big Ten. We beat them. We're ranked like number 6 in the country. and they still get to go play Alabama in the Orange Bowl. Because ticket sales, we didn't travel well, or whatever the case may be. And if TCU loses today.
But TCU's not in this predicament often, so you would assume they will travel well. You would assume like their fans and their alumni will travel.
It's Nick Saban. It's college football. Who do you think everybody wants to see going into the top four?
It will be interesting.
It's Alabama.
Because TCU is ranked third. Will they drop to four? Will they drop to five? We have some other games that we're going to talk about. The SEC championship with LSU and Georgia. Had LSU not lost to A&M last week, this would have been a huge game. But they lost. We'll touch on a little more of Kansas State, TCU, ACC championship between Clemson and North Carolina, and your neck of the woods, the Big Ten championship between Purdue and Michigan. We'll touch on that, and then we're going to get into our guy. Prime time. What he going to do?
Ooh.
Nobody knows, but he seems to know. We'll be right back. Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game. LeVar Arrington is in here. Doesn't matter. We got him. He's our brother. LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Welcome back to Up On Game, live from the TireRack.com studio. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh with my dog, Plaxico Burress. Welcome to Fox Sports Radio Tailgate, presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own. It's backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, BigGreenEgg.com. Now, Plex, like I said before the break, Kansas State is playing TCU right now. TCU just converted a 4th-and-3. Who do you like to win this game, or do you even care?
Of course I care. I think that it's a very big game.
And the reason I say do you care is because you don't see – a Kansas State and a TCU in this position, specifically a TCU often. So no disrespect to those schools and that alumni. That's why I said what I said.
Man, TCU was put on to me about 20 years ago when I was watching LG. The great LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah.
The great LaDainian Tomlinson. They have an opportunity to do something really special today. And I really hope that they go out and capitalize on this opportunity and have the chance to make the top four, because if they lose, just like this conversation that we was having earlier before the break, I think that the College Football Committee is going to put Alabama ahead of them. But TCF, they have a very good football team. I watched them play against Texas Tech this year, and Texas Tech is a very good football team. And they came on and won the game at the end, but I think TCU has the opportunity to go undefeated.
This game obviously means a lot, not only for TCU, and we'll kind of just delve into this while we're on the topic of TCU, but it means a lot for TCU and the quarterback, Max Duggan, because everybody assumes the Heisman Trophy is going to come down to either him or Caleb Williams. And so for me, I don't believe Caleb Williams did anything to – he's not the reason USC lost. He threw for 363 yards. He played a great game. So for me, Caleb Williams is the Heisman Trophy winner. I don't know unless Duggan or Duggan, however you pronounce his last name, throws for 450 yards. Duggan, Max Duggan. I'm going with Caleb Williams. And so that's why.
So CJ Stroud is completely out of the Heisman Trophy race. Just because
I don't believe he should be. But if you listen and you watch these people on TV, like a Desmond Howard that has a vote because he's won, he's pretty much eliminated CJ Stroud. I actually believe he should still be in it, but they don't seem to think
because they lose a football game.
Yeah, I guess so.
The Heisman Trophy is about being the best college football player in America. That's what it's about. It's not about the record.
I personally believe
because when Desmond Howard won the Heisman Trophy, it wasn't about the record. It was about him being the most dynamic college football player of that year.
You see how quickly, though, as players, you forget how you want it. You want to put new criteria.
Right.
Criteria on it. So, I mean, me personally, I would give it to CJ Stroud. But if he does not win it, it seems as if Max Duggan and Caleb Williams are the front runners to win the Heisman Trophy. If TCU goes undefeated, he's for sure Duggan. He's going to go to New York City. He'll finish in the top three.
I mean, Max Duggan over Bryce Young and CJ Stroud?
I wouldn't take it, but they're undefeated.
So
it's crazy how it works, right? It's just go undefeated, be the best player, or not even be the best player, be the quarterback. Because now, this is what I don't get. We just delving off into different tangents, but this is how my mind thinks. Why has the Heisman Trophy, for the most part, quarterback is winning it every single year now? Every single year. Like now, Devontae Smith won it, Alabama, a few years ago. But for the most part, it's becoming a quarterback award as the MVP of the National Football League is becoming exclusively a quarterback award. Like, nobody will win the MVP unless it's a running back that runs for 2,500 yards. We're never going to see it. Or a receiver that gets 2,500 yards, we're never going to see it. Why is it that these quarterbacks get put on a pedestal and all these big awards, for the most part, always goes to them?
I have no idea, because I am remembering coming out of college in 2000 season. And our legendary co-host, who is being honored on Tuesday in Las Vegas for being the best college football linebacker of all time, 2-time Butkus Award winner, 2-time first team AP All-American. And I believe that Eric Crouch won the Heisman Trophy that year.
Yeah. Was Eric Crouch a better football player than LeVar? No.
I just answered your question.
And so that I don't understand it, but that's just what it is. So let's see how this Kansas State TCU game plays out. Max Duggan, how he plays. Clemson, North Carolina. Who you got?
Clemson. Oh, I'm going with Dab. I'm going with Dabo.
Man, Clemson
gotta go
fell
with
off,
Dabo.
Bro. They don't. They have fallen off.
Man, listen. Dabo is a great motivator of young men. He's an extraordinary coach. With everything that has happened and transpired in the college football landscape over the past couple of years with the NIL deals and everything that's going on in college football, the parity of the game has changed forever. So you no longer have to go to a Clemson or an Alabama or Notre Dame or USC to be recognized or to better yourself as far as being scouted at a Power Five school to make it to the next level. With the NIL deals, they took that all away. But he is still a phenomenal football coach. And when you say North Carolina and Clemson, I just have to tip my hat to Clemson and Dabo Sweeney to win this football game.
Yeah, I mean, I believe North Carolina has a chance because they'll potentially have
– Of course they have a chance.
Heisman favorite. They'll have – no, that's just like a whatever chance. But they next year, their quarterback, Drake May, will go into the season as the Heisman favorite, him and Caleb Williams.
But next year? Are you talking about next year already?
Yeah, I'm just saying because their quarterback, he's that good. Drake May, he's that good of a player. The thing with Clemson is – they have dudes all over the field, both sides of the ball. The quarterback position is holding them back. Like, that's one thing about Dabo. He's been really loyal to DJ Uiagalelei. He's been extremely loyal to him because he was a top five recruit in the country out here. He goes to Clemson. And to me, when you watch their games – he seems mm-hmm. to be the reason they're not succeeding on offense, and Dabo is extremely loyal to him, or his backup just he's not ready to play. And so that's going to be a really good game because of the fact that that quarterback position at Clemson is not what it needs to be, and I believe North Carolina quarterback position with Drake May. And I have an affinity for North Carolina because – with Mack Brown going back there, all the former players that he's hired to help them coach, specifically Dre Bly, some other guys, those players is well coached. They get the type of coaching that guys need, and they've kind of brought North Carolina back to relevancy. Pick a winner. I'm gonna go with the upset. I'm going to go with North Carolina winning this game. I'm going to go with North Carolina. I don't know if DJ can make enough plays in the passing game to win it for Clemson. Big Ten Championship, Purdue, Michigan, and then we going to hit ILO for trending.
Well, I ain't going for Michigan. We already know that.
ILO, who you got? Who you got, ILO? Purdue or Michigan? What you got before we hit trending? What you got?
You know, I know what's good for me, so whoever you guys want is fine with me because I know all how right. passionate you are about your various college teams. See, by staying neutral, I stay out of trouble. You know what I mean? By the way, in the Big 12 championship game, TCU has just completed a 13-play, 92-yard touchdown drive. Max Duggan just threw a one-yard pass to Tay Barber for a 7-0 lead. TCU over Kansas State, exactly 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter of the Big 12 championship game. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the sporting world, things not so good here in the United States.
Soccer breakdown in 3, 2, 1.
Yes, in the knockout round of the World Cup today, the Netherlands knocked out Team USA.
Daley Blind gets the cross and free header back side. Third goal for the Dutch. Dumfries assisted the first two, scores the third.
The call on Fox as the Netherlands eliminated Team USA by a 3-1 score. Yeah, well, I'd like to see them beat us in NASCAR racing. Anyway, coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Argentina against Australia. Or basketball. Let's see them do it in those sports. Finally, in the NFL, fellas, the Kansas City Chiefs just downgraded starting offensive lineman Joe Tooney to questionable for Sunday's game at Cincinnati. And with that, it is all yours.
Man, we got some good football, NFL football games on the slate. But, yeah, so you going for Purdue. Man, Michigan is going to throttle Purdue, man. The way that they looked against Ohio State, I mean, they were big play after big play after big play. I don't believe that would be the case, but I believe Michigan State will win by double digits. Or Michigan State. Michigan will win this game right. by double digits and
get it together.
Stake their claim in the college football playoffs. So, yeah, Michigan will win this game. In the SEC championship, LSU, Georgia, I thought it would have been a competitive game. The way LSU looked against A&M last week, a team that has won four games and you can't stop them and that's how you look and you can't move the ball, you don't stand a chance against Georgia. Just don't stand a chance.
Georgia is simply, man, is the best team in the country. There's just no way around it. But getting back to this Purdue and Michigan football game, I have to disagree with you. I really do. I'm Team Boilermaker today.
Of course you are.
I'm Team Boilermaker. No, Blake Corum. He's not playing today. I just don't think
he didn't play last week. Two snaps.
Go out there and get it done. So I am a Purdue fan all day today. So shout out to Drew Brees. And the whole Boilermaker nation, man, eat some corn and go Boilermakers.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's only fitting. Michigan, you will not go for Michigan. Hey, it kind of is what
I'm
it is.
I'm not going for Michigan.
I feel you on that.
I will never. You know what? It's like you going for Oregon.
If Oregon State is playing – Oregon? Of course not. But if Oregon is playing somebody out of conference, I'm going for Oregon. I'm going for Oregon. But I got friends that I played with that are on the coaching staff.
No, you are not a real Beaver.
I have teammates that were my college teammates that are coaches on Oregon staff. So I want to see them succeed. I want to see them do well. And so I'll root for them.
Down to that point. Okay.
Yeah, like he'll call me and ask me for stuff, and I'll help him out. That like I want to see him succeed. Yeah. I want to see my guy succeed. He knows that, so that's part of it, man. I don't know if this is the biggest news of the weekend, but it is big news of the weekend. Supposedly, after today's SWAC championship, your boy Primetime is Prime saying. They say he's going to accept this Colorado job tomorrow. Are you happy for him? Do you believe it's the right decision? Should he wait? What's your opinion?
You know what? I have mixed feelings about this whole situation. We just had this conversation last week. He is, I think it was 26-5 over the last 3 years. He's 22-2 in the last 2 years. And the 11-0 this year, Jackson State, and they have they can go undefeated this year. But I think looking forward, the conversation that we had last week, it's all about the kids. He wanted to change the narrative in college football of going to an HBCU, going into these kids' home, these parents' home, and giving them a space and an opportunity to do something different. Because I believe it was just 2 years ago that no players from an HBCU college were drafted to the NFL. And he wanted to change that narrative of, the HBCU has great athletes also. You don't have to go to a Power Five school to be recognized. And he is leaving the program. And how does that make you feel as a parent or as a young man
You don't like it, for sure.
You chose to go to Jackson State because of his resume, his knowledge of the game, and to be coached by him. And he is taking another job. But how does that make you feel as a player? I went through the same thing with, you know, Nick Saban in 99, where he said he wasn't leaving. He was committed to the program, and he was going to finish what he started. And the next day he was gone, he left to go to LSU. And we didn't even have a coach for the Citrus Bowl. And it was like, wow. Like, you know, he's just like up and left, but money gets in the way. But Prime doesn't need the bread. I think it's more of a way.
He doesn't
for
need
him
it, but billionaires will become billionaires by not wanting more money.
Yeah. He's trying to move up the ladder.
Yes.
To be a Division I A coach and perhaps to be an NFL head coach. But when I'm looking at this, I just look at Jeff Saturday. I'm like, well, Prime is a coach. His resume for what he has built in Jackson State, now he's on to Colorado, but Jeff Saturday doesn't even have that. But that's a whole different subject. But I think he's going to do well. I really do. At Colorado, the Big 12, Mountain West, I don't even know what conference they're in.
They're in the Pac-12.
But I think he'll do well. They're in the Pac-12.
The thing about
he will get recruits. And
he'll for sure get recruits.
And one of the things is what I want to see, what is going to happen with the college transfer portal when he gets to Colorado. That is going to be very interesting.
The thing about it is what as soon as he tells his team he's taking his job. And this is all speculation. His sons are going to enter the portal. They'll be at Colorado next year. Travis Hunter will enter the portal. He'll be at Colorado next year. Those other top 300 recruits that chose to go to Jackson State, they'll enter the portal. They'll go to Colorado next year. All of the best players that he lured will go. But there's going to be other kids that also want to go, and he can't take them. So they're going to feel a certain type of way about him now because he's not going to be able to take them because he knows they're not good enough to play at that level. Everybody's not going to be able to go.
That is not what he's been implying when he went to Jackson State.
Every kid isn't good enough. Now, there's some kids that are good enough. And this is the thing is I knew and I said this to people. This is a stepping stone for Prime. He's not going to stay there. Oh, he going no, he isn't. Be thankful if you're Jackson State and the HBCUs that he brought some attention to what's going on. He brought some attention to the players there that they can play. He got that out there. He's moving on to better himself, which isn't that what everybody does? That's what everybody does. He's no different. He's going to go to Colorado. And I believe he's going to do a good job because he's going to get the kids that he needs. And all those kids that I just named, they'll be at Colorado next year. There are some kids in the portal that are thinking about going to this school or that school. They're going to strongly consider Colorado when they wouldn't have. Colorado was a bad football team last year. They need all the help they can get. If Prime wins at Colorado, which I believe he will in 3 years, by his third year, he'll be right there.
Why does it take 3 years?
Just because you got to change the culture. There's going to be so many guys on that team that you have to keep that were there last year that experienced all this losing. Culture has to change. The same way he had to change the culture at Jackson State. They didn't win right away. Now they're undefeated in his third year.
What do you mean? He's 26-5 in 3 years. What do you mean?
The first year during
he's
COVID,
a five game in 3 years, TJ.
They didn't. He's undefeated this year. So in the last 2 years, he lost five games. In college football, that's not considered a good job. That's not considered when you lose five games in 2 years in college football. It's not considered.
Where do you? What planet do you live on?
So if you go, okay, Hugh Freeze is at Auburn,
five
right?
Five games in 2 years, and that's not considered great?
Not when you're the, at the top of the food chain, no. No. I don't believe so. That's just my opinion. Colorado, he won one game. He'll probably win four, maybe, his first year, maybe five, maybe. Hopefully he can get to seven in the second year and then turn it around. We'll continue this discussion. We must take a break, but we're going to get right back on this discussion to wrap up this hour. Then we're going to get into some NFL. Deshaun Watson makes his season debut, or should I say his first debut in almost 700 days, and talked some of these NFL games. Up on Game, Fox Sports Radio, Plaxico Burress. I'm TJ Houshmandzadeh. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss in the land of saints and sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the land of saints and sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Nope. Last time that I checked,
the Lakers are the worst basketball team in
Wow. Did you just not watch the game last night?
I did not.
We just beat the Bucks, bro.
And
I'm watching all the game. Anthony Davis, 43-10. Dude. Yeah. Oh, LeBron had, I believe, 28. Russ had like 20, 12 assists.
I knew that would strike a match underneath of you.
We coming. I think we won 7 out of the last 9 games. We should have beat the Pacers the other day, bro. We was up 17 points in the fourth quarter and lost,
and
bro.
And lost the game.
But we beat the Bucks.
Three in LeBron face. Blimey.
Yeah, he did do that.
Rookie.
Hey,
too.
Check it out though. We beat the Bucks. We are trending in the right direction.
Bucks, Golden State NBA Finals.
Nah. We got 2 minutes before we finish this first hour, and like I said, I believe, and I want to touch back on this, and then when we come next hour, just for the listeners. We're going to go on the college football playoff, expanding to 12 teams and some NFL games. Kansas State just tied the game up with TCU at 7-7. Mm-hmm. Again, I believe Prime is going to do a great job. And this is what I like, Plex, is you spoke of your situation. Oh, Nick Saban just leaves. And then as a player, you'd be like, oh, I want to leave too. Oh, you got to sit out a year. You transfer in conference. You got to sit out 2 years. I really love the fact that a player can do exactly what a coach can do. If he can leave and coach, why can't I leave and play? I love that they changed this rule because the players are the reason these coaches is making unreal money coaching. And so I believe Prime will do a great job in Colorado. It's going to take time, but he, I guarantee he'll have 25, 30 kids out of the portal this year.
Yeah, oh, we're just having this conversation about him getting recruits, and you know,
I'm sending my son to play with Prime.
And now you got this Brandon Ennis. He's the number three wide receiver in the country. And now he's decommitted from Ohio State to go to Colorado if Deion Sanders gets the job. And that is what we were just talking about earlier.
Oh, that he already
the
did?
Impact.
He yes, decommitted?
Yeah, the impact.
Ooh, that's crazy.
That's the impact that he has. And hey. So now you have guys decommitting already. To go play with Prime.
Hey, man, we'll be back second hour up on Game, Fox Sports Radio. Stay locked in.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.